utmost for his highest. Glorious afternoon to you. This is Jonathan with Stay the Way, and I'd like to go through utmost for his highest today, the 27th. The go of renunciation. Someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." The Lord's attitude toward this man was one of severe discouragement, for he knew what was in man. We would have said, "I can't imagine why he lost the opportunity of winning that man," like we're judging Jesus. In fact, he might even imagine being so cold to him and turning him away, so discouraged. But never apologize for your Lord. The words of the Lord hurt and offend until there is nothing left to be hurt or offended. Jesus Christ has no tenderness whatsoever toward anything or anyone that was ultimately going to ruin a person in his service to God. The Lord's answers were not based on some whim or impulse or thought, but on the knowledge of what was in man. If the Spirit of God brings to your mind a word of the Lord that hurts you, you can be sure that there is something in you that he wants to hurt to the point of its death. Luke chapter 9, verse 58, it tells us, "These words destroy the argument of serving Jesus Christ, because it is a pleasant thing to do, and the strictness of the rejection that he demands of me, for nothing to remain in my life but my Lord, myself, and a sense of desperate hope." He says also that I must let everyone else come or go, and that I must be guided solely by my relationship to him. Oh Lord, I needed those words. And he says, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." This man did not want to disappoint Jesus, nor did he want to show a lack of respect for his Father. And we put our sense of loyalty to our relatives ahead of our loyalty to Jesus Christ, forcing him to take the last place. Should Jesus be forced to take that place? When your loyalties conflict, always obey Jesus Christ, whatever the cost. A person who says, "Lord, I will follow you, but," is the person who is intently ready to go, but never goes. This man had reservations about going, and the exact call of Jesus has no room for bye-byes or goodbyes or whatever you want to offer. As long as we are focused on them, they are pagan, not Christian. They're separate, not of Christ, because they divert us from the call. And once the call of God comes upon you, start going and never stop. Oh Lord, will you fill me up with your Spirit? Renew me, help me obey. In your glory, amen.